One of the assignments for the course this quarter is something that I have decided to call the Tell a Friend assignment. Twice during the quarter, each student will write a short posting, no more than 500 words, about a page and a half, to serve as one of the lead postings for our discussions on Canvas. These postings are to be a focused consideration about something you learned for the week. Write them as if you are telling a friend what you are studying in the class. Alternatively, assume you're writing for, say, a church newsletter, you're writing an op-ed piece for a local newspaper, whether that's online or in print, and you're writing that op-ed piece because something you've learned in class is relevant to the discussion or a news item in the paper. Assume you're writing a blog post or some other setting. Just indicate at the start of your posting what that context is so that we all know. Whatever the context, your goal is to communicate a key idea you think is useful for your audience, for your readership. Demonstrate in your posting your careful thinking about the biblical materials and readings. These are due no later than 11:45 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time on Sunday. So in weeks 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10, and you'll know this from the sign-up sheet, we'll be having discussions as a class about the materials for the week. And what will get us going each week, in part, are these two tell-a-friend postings. And I decided to go this way instead of having a longer final paper in the class, term paper, because I thought this would be a way for us to both have discussion and also to press us during the quarter to think a bit more intentionally about what we're learning and to reflect on it in thoughtful ways, in considered ways, and that these postings will be one of the ways in which we start our discussions. So the two students each week will make these postings on Sunday evening, and they'll be one of the discussions that's there for our reading and response on the weeks when we're having these discussions. Please note the instructions that I've put in the assignment reading and that'll show up on the calendar, that each of your postings must begin with a line that says hashtag or pound sign WK2, for example. So that would be pound sign WK2 for week 2 or WK3 for week 3 and so on. This will help us locate all of the relevant discussions for the week because you can search then for that particular term, that pound sign or hashtag WK2. And by the time we get to weeks 9 and 10, the discussion forums are going to be very, very long. So it will be easier to sort through that by using these hashtags. It's sort of, if you do Twitter, it's like posting a tweet and having it relevant to a particular conversation. So that'll help us get through it. But again, imagine a context where you're telling someone about what you're learning and it's a short piece. Please give time and thought and consideration to what you're writing. Notice I didn't say, imagine you're sitting down in a cafe and you're just shooting the breeze with a friend. Instead, think of a more formal way of presenting your idea, something that's not an academic exegesis paper, for example, but a way of writing and expressing your thoughts that demonstrates your consideration of the readings and that you're expressing this in an accessible way to someone that conveys what you're interested in or something that you think is relevant in the discussion, or it may be that there's a biblical reading that reminds you of something that happened earlier in the biblical text, or it helped you think about you're thinking about the text differently in light of the readings and so on. This is what we're after in these particular postings.